您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Guys, listen up. If you're single and looking forward to a romantic relationship, learning some basic photography skills can be very helpful. A good picture can add more charisma on you.And I don't mean a good picture of you. I mean a good picture that you take of the girls you date. Apparently, this is something huge on social media. You know, guys have to be, you know, good photographers to become a good boyfriend. Do you agree?
What do you think, Brian?
Well, I will say that, no, this is just like another long list of boyfriends, things that boyfriends have to do. You have to be a pocket. You have to be a wallet. You have to be a purse. You have to be a stepladder. You have to be a seat. You have to be all these different things. And just like, really, a good photographer as well? I mean, this is not necessary.
Well, I certainly think there are times that would give you a big plus if you can become a good photographer, especially when you're like traveling with your girlfriend or, you know, when you want to take a photo for her, if she demands you to do so, and if you can do a good job and not...put your finger, you know, blocking it at the lens or, you know, take a photo when you can't even find where she is, then I'd say, you know, you'd be doing a good job.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, there's, you know, there's definitely pictures that are taken well and pictures that are not taken well. There's differences there. But, you know, why do we need to take these pictures and have them, you know, have the person look really good? I mean, yeah, taking pictures as like a memory of something, absolutely, and that's a great thing. But do you need to be looking that great? I mean, unless the point is you want to like shy on WeChat or whatever social media. And in that case, like, well, if you want to make yourself look good and, you know, be very, you know, superficial and that sort of thing, that's your problem.
Now, you know, it'sAttitudes like this, Brian, that is, first, why guys don't get girls, and second, why...
I was going to make that point, too.
And second, that's why girls take up, you know, cameras and do selfies themselves. So don't blame the girls for doing selfies, because it's guys like you.
I do not blame girls for doing selfies. I blame modern people in modern society, because this whole selfie thing, this is like, wow, are we self-absorbed or what? I mean, it's like, oh, pictures of me, let me put it online. And that's the thing, like social media, it's all about curating this image of yourself for other people to like to go look at, like your own personal museum of you or whatever. And I don't think this is necessary.
Yeah, I agree with you in the sense that I think it's hard to tell whether it's social media feeding into narcissism or narcissism that existed in the first place feeding into the growth of social media. But now we do live in this world that social media is everywhere. And for a lot of people, I think the world is sort of ocular now. The value of everything depends on how it looks. And when you want to tell your friends your status with your boyfriend, and then that photo becomes a little bit important. And there are so many good examples of when this goes well. It can bring in money. It can bring in fame. Just look at all those fashion bloggers. Like the top 10 fashion bloggers, probably 8 out of them have photographers as boyfriends. And, you know, you two make a formidable team if you can take that beautiful photo of your girlfriend and make tons of money out of it.
Oh, okay. So not only this is narcissism, but this is just crass commercialism here, too, just making money off of this. Actually, this reminds me of an episode of the TV show South Park, which is overall an overly ridiculous show and a little vulgar, but they make good points. Like, there was this one about photoshopping, I think, a year or two ago, and what they do is these people would photoshop pictures of their girlfriends, and they'd show the pictures to each other, and they looked like their friends, and the girlfriends in the pictures looked nothing like what they looked like in real life.
Yeah.
And they didn't care, like they wouldn't even look at the real person, like oh dude, check this out, and they just show each other their phones, and like actually looking at the person just didn't happen.
Yeah, so they're kind of dating a photograph instead. Yeah, but sometimes I think it's less of a requirement that girls have on their boyfriend. It's more like, you know, guys, if you have this extra skill, it will boost your chance of ending up with a girl. You know, it's the other way around. And fine, you know, Brian doesn't like it. You don't no need to, you know, go sharpen your photography skills and, you know, with your appearance and everything, you know, still get a girlfriend, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, it's basic requirements. Can you please not make me look like Whoopi Goldberg and I'm okay, I'm not saying anything else. And, you know, I would need to look like Angelina Jolie. I just want to look like myself. And that can't even be met. Like, I look like a dwarf in the, and you know, I'm a pretty tall lady,
true,
right?
This is true.
174 centimeters tall. Mm-hmm. And I look like a dwarf in, through the lens from my father. And, and, you know, sometimes it's really easy just for guys. You need to, like, crouch down a little bit. You know, at least don't make your girlfriend look like a dwarf.
Well, yeah. Actually, is your father really tall? Because if he's like a giant, then really.
Don't call my dad a giant. Yeah, he's pretty tall and he can't be bothered to bend down at all. And I think most guys are just lazy like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There are a lot of technicalities when it comes to photos, you know, taking out. One of them is crouch down a little bit if the boyfriend is a little bit longer. Always, you know, do that. And, there are other, you know, take more photos, take some snapshots and maybe take 100 photos and maybe one of them will be good, right? So, you know, be a little bit more diligent. You know, it's your battery power that you're wasting.
Yeah, and just show that you care, that you make attempts to impress her. And I think it's that heart that really matters. Not always the results. Okay. Although if the results are good, it would be a plus.
And Afan says, considering the fact that girls are picky when it comes to taking photos, it may well be a good thing if her boyfriend is a photographer who can make her look more photogenic. Yeah, I guess, you know, photographers are the next big thing.